I will now watch as Nick Chubb dies on the field.
Oh my God! Oh! Oh God! Oh fuck! His knee does a 90-degree turn in a place it's not supposed to do. It literally... Oh, he plants. He gets hit as he plants. Ah!
Oh yeah, his career's done.
Oh my God. Oh my God, Carlos, I'm so sorry. His knee goes out the back of his knee.
That's not even a thing that should happen, but that's what happened.
So,
his kneecap went behind the ligaments.
Yep. No, I looked at it because Dan won't stop putting it in the goddamn chat.
Like, that shouldn't happen. It wasn't even his fucking head. Oh, my Lord.
See, if concussions looked like knee injuries, no one would ever play football again.
Like, this is ridiculous.
You have watched it now 58 times.
Your leg's not supposed... Mike, it's like...
Your knee isn't supposed to do that. His leg turns in a direction. It ain't supposed to... It can't. Your knee literally can't turn that way. And yet it did.
And yet it did. Yeah. No, it did.
I'm not kidding. I think you could see his kneecap on the wrong side of his leg at one point. Oh my God.
Yeah, in case you can't tell, gang, we're recording this on a Monday, which is not something we normally do, and the games are not over. Nick Chubb's career might be over, but this Browns game is still going strong.
I think if, like, there wasn't skin there, his leg would have flown off.
Well, so that brings me to, I guess, like, you know, let's just do this now. So first, to recap, in October 10th, 2015, let's take the Wayback Machine, shall we? Nick Chubb dislocates his left knee and tears his MCL, PCL, and LCL with cartilage damage versus Tennessee. Tonight...
He definitely dislocated his knee.
He dislocated his left knee.
He might have broken a couple of bones.
He might have torn his MCL, PCL, and LCL. The ACL might be involved in there,
here's
too.
Here's my favorite part.
What else you got in there?
Here's my favorite part. Like, as he's getting hit, he plants, and you can see something pop in his leg because it ripples.
So Nick Chubb is going to kick off the dead zone for us this week. Clyde, I'm going to need you to put the video away.
I can't stop looking at it.
Stop looking at it, please.
The only thing that I've ever seen that was worse than this outside of the Kevin Knox hit. The Kevin Knox hit is always going to be the worst NFL play I've ever seen. That's what I meant. The John, where he gets bent backwards, right?
Where he lands on his neck.
And that's saying something because I've seen and heard some shit like the Joe Theismann. The sound of the Joe Theismann has always been up there. Anybody that was actually seeing that game knows that the Joe Theismann hit was one of the most ridiculously bad hits in NFL history.
Right.
I don't know that I've seen anything in football as quite as bad as that and as graphic as this.
Zach Miller's was worse.
It's up there.
Zach Miller's was
I
way...
mean, to be fair, for me,
well,
the
Zach
worst...
Miller's was okay. I can watch that and it's uncomfortable, but I'm not gonna like throw up.
We're on viewing 100.
Zach Miller's I saw one time, and I can't not see it when I close my eyes at night. Sometimes it was disgusting.
The one that gets me is Kevin Ware. Where he broke his leg in the NCAA tournament one year, and you can see the fucking bone pop out of the skin. And you're like, oh, that's what happens when a bone breaks.
Which brings us to Alex Smith.
Yeah, his was pretty bad, too.
His was pretty bad.
This is up there, man.
Oh, it's not good. I don't enjoy watching it. Like, to be clear, it's just not the most horrific injury I've ever seen. But, like, it is... That does not mean it is not a horrific injury, because it is
a career ender, man. It's a career ender.
I mean, he's not going to play next next season for sure, at the least.
I don't know. He's not – like, his season's done for sure. So, Carlos, I am sorry that you lost another running back. If you could stop making this a weekly thing, that would be – you know what? I take it back. If you could make this a weekly thing, that would be fucking hilarious. Carlos, how are you, bud?
I don't know. You're jumping ahead. We're going to come around to Carlos.
I just want Carlos to call in and give us like an update, like on his life and things and fantasy.
Yeah, I haven't told people that they can call in yet.
You should do that.
Nobody knows.
He should do that.
We'll see.
I don't care what you're doing. I just want to hear from Carlos to make sure he's living through this, because 2 weeks in a row he's lost a running back for the season.
If you're a running back and you find out that you're on this man's team, bubble wrap. Stretch extra. Like,
question.
I don't...
What about running backs that were drafted by his team are no longer on his team?
We don't talk about those. They're safe now.
Like,
they're
Tony,
in better places.
Is TP okay?
TP is ready to roll.
Is he? Are you sure?
I'm a little concerned.
I'm not saying his team was cursed when he drafted it, but
he smells a little like Carlos. I'm a little worried. So we'll get around to that, but Nick Chubb, new tenant of the dead zone here, in addition to, goddamn week two, man, it's not a good time. Off the top of my head, and just today, we can add Shaq Thompson on that, who is on Chris's team. We can also add Buda Baker, who went from out to IR today, my team, and throw C.J. Gardner-Johnson in that, also my team, Torn Peck. Defensive back's taking a hit for me today.
Mike, how you doing over there? Jesus
Christ. I could use a defensive back. I might as well be Carlos, who didn't draft any, because I only have one left, and he left the game on Sunday with heat exhaustion, so we'll see what happens with him. Who else got hurt this weekend? Anybody?
I can't think of any, but I'll be honest, I didn't get to watch as much football as I wanted to this weekend. So.
Missing a big one. Saquon Barkley. Hey, guys, running backs. Not a good weekend for running backs. So Saquon's out for like a little bit. David Montgomery also out for a little bit with a thigh contusion. Wait. David Montgomery also on Carlos's team.
Good Lord, Carlos. Like, were you going for the all-injury team? Because it sounds like you were going for all-injury team.
I mean, he's going to have to fight me for it, but...
Who had Najee Harris? Is
that also Carlos? That would be Carlos as well.
Because I don't know if he is injured, but he's playing like he's injured. And by that, I mean he's not on the field ever.
Najee Harris currently with 8 minutes and 24 seconds left in the... Nope, sorry. 7 minutes and 52 seconds left in the third. Najee Harris has 1.4 points.
How many carries? Because he's
still Najee
six.
Harris has 6 carries for 4 yards and
he
1
catch.
He has
not had a carry in the second half.
Yeah, and that's Jalen Warren in it. Or it was. Another punting.
So, those of you worried about being in the toilet bowl this year.
Present.
You got Carlos to worry. Like, that. You got Carlos down there.
I mean, Carlos has a win. Good for him.
wait. He has a win against, I was going to say, the law. But I'm pretty sure you're losing to the law.
Well, yeah, when the law sets his goddamn lineup, turns out he doesn't have a bad team.
So I'm so happy that the law is in the league this year, because I get to do puns as stupid as this one. Mike! Sounds like you fought the law, and the law won.
As I said last week, police brutality!
We also have another injury. Landon Roberts out.
Dude, I like, what should we just switch to flag football? Like, what the fuck?
Don't you dare give them that fucking idea. That is an off-season topic at best.
It might actually improve our IDPs, I'm just saying. All right. Let's talk about, I don't know. We did the dead zone enough, probably.
Lord.
More players got hurt. Guys, it's a fucking wasteland out there, right?
Like, it's bad. It's
take
bad.
Your players, wrap them in bubble wrap, put them on a shelf. Consider if you want to dust them off.
It's bad out on there, Sunday. Man. It's bad.
Okay. So we'll start with, well, we're just all over the place, but let's do...
Let's start with the zeros. Go with the zeros, because then we can work our way to the bright spots.
All right, all right, all right.
I'll start with my matchup, because I will remain angry about this one for a while. I'm going to throw Trevor Lawrence and Calvin Ridley on the zeros pile, and throw Isaiah Pacheco in there right after him. Ooh. And Hassan Reddick literally got 0 points, so he's going to lead that team for me.
Jesus.
And, you know, Chris had a couple too, despite beating the pants off me this week. Rashad Bateman kind of sucked. Zay Jones also literally got zero points.
Zay Jones, 0 catches on 6 targets, sucked it up. And, I mean, as a Christian Kirk owner, thank you, but
the Jaguars as a whole were a trash fire against the Chiefs. The projected highest scoring game of the week. Garbage. Garbage.
Except for Christian Kirk, who got 21 points on my bench.
Ouch. Take it away with your zeros, bud.
Oh, so my team didn't have many zeros this week, but you know who did? Was Matt, who currently is starting Deshaun Watson, who has a grand total of 3 points midway through the three-fourths of the way through the third quarter. And then because Eckler was out on my team, you know who he started was Josh Kelly, who got all of 4 points.
Remember, sorry to interrupt, but remember that time that I said that Shaq Thompson is going to be out for a little bit? Yeah, he's done for the season.
What did he tear?
An ankle.
Oh, like he's dead. Oh, it broke? Broken?
I don't. It's he suffered a significant injury to his ankle that is likely to keep him out for the rest of the season.
Ouch.
Shaq Thompson.
Anyway.
Matt, be less boring.
Indeed.
Because currently, you have a projected point total of 165. Which, Mike, if I might be so bold, it's boring.
I mean, I'm projected at 156, and I feel pretty fucking bored about it. Yeah.
See? If you want me to take you seriously, Matt, in anything you do, including your ridiculous trade offers that I'm still mulling over, be less boring.
Got him. He got any zeros there?
I mean, if you want to count Deshaun Watson with 5 points and Josh Kelly with 4.
I do want to count them.
Then,
yes.
Yeah, he got them zeros, y'all. So.
Okay. Moving on to Jason V. Caesar. The zeros here are, I mean, he's not a zero, but I'm gonna
call Jamar Chase a zero because, yikes, 8 points from that dude. What was he, 1.2? Where did he get drafted? 1.4 something?
Lord. Yeah,
And then you got your Jerry Jeudy with 5 points on Jason's team. Also not ideal. George Pickens currently has 22.7, by the way.
So he
had to go on the other half this, yeah. And then, you know, I don't know. IDPs are fine. Eddie Jackson got 0 points, but he also got hurt. Meanwhile, on Caesar's team, Caesar had like a really solid week with the exception of Damian Pierce and Tyler Higbee.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna win, which is he's gonna win as long as
George Pickens doesn't do more things that he's been doing all day.
I was about to say, are we about to watch him do some of those things?
Well, Najee Harris just got like a point and a half.
That's more than he had. That might have doubled his current total.
It may have. So that was that matchup.
I'm currently looking at Dan versus Joe.
I was going to give that one some
some time to develop, because that's the most interesting match. I don't know how Joe keeps doing this.
Honestly, his zero, there's only like three zeros here. One, we got to talk about Elijah Moore for Cleveland only having 2 points.
I mean, that's going to change. He'll get another catch. I assume he'll end with like 5 or 6, right?
You would assume that Deshaun Watson can complete a pass.
And Jahan Dotson.
Najee Harris.
Good lord. He's tripling, quadrupling even his point total.
I think he heard us.
Jahan Dotson
with 5 points. I had him pegged as like a pretty good value pick and going to be good this year. And he has been not that.
On the other side,
Alexander Mattison. Name a bigger disappointment.
My team. My literal entire team.
Literally asked the only person in the league that I shouldn't ask that question.
But Alexander Mattison got 6 points on the day against the fucking Eagles.
The Eagles have a good defense.
28 rushing yards.
I think the Vikings as a whole were disappointed.
3 catches and a fumble. This guy, I mean, Madison is not playing his greatest right now.
Yeah, no, he's not it right now.
Which I think brings us to...
Eric and Carlos.
Sorry,
and,
Carlos.
And I hate to pile on.
No, you don't.
I do. I'm at the bottom of the league, so I hate to pile on. I'm gonna. But Najee Harris has, in fact, quadrupled his point total since we started talking about him.
Oh, yeah. You had 1.4. Now it's got 5.
Nick Chubb is...
Dead.
And Miles Sanders was there.
Oh, my God. They both lost a running back. Because Eric lost Jamal Williams.
Oh, yeah. Jamal Williams went out.
Wow.
Maybe Carlos was right to draft 13 running backs. I kind of wish he hadn't drafted all of the ones that died.
I mean, he technically didn't. He just traded away the ones that haven't died yet. I'm here for the chaos.
Don't say it.
I mean, we joked about like how hilarious it would be when he traded for a running back, but God damn it.
I didn't think it would happen the week after.
He traded 4 running backs away. He's going to be trading back for one of them.
Well, let's, okay, since we're talking about it, and I think that was probably the last matchup we had to talk about.
Yeah.
So he's got Nick Chubb and Najee Harris. You know, Najee Harris is healthy, so welcome to RB1 status, Mr. Harris. Miles Sanders and Najee Harris are his running backs now, backed up by Ezekiel Elliott, Damian Harris, David Montgomery, who also got hurt and will be out a couple of weeks. Oh, and that's it.
Lord, my man. Did you mention Miles Sanders?
I mentioned Miles Sanders. Miles Sanders.
Is RB1 after this week?
Miles Sanders and Najee Harris are it for him. How the fuck is that possible?
He is...
There's silence because I'm actually sitting here in amazement that this man drafted 13 running backs and he is down to Najee Harris and fucking Miles Sanders.
The amount of bad luck he's had.
I don't know what...
Who would have thought that like 2 weeks ago we were just blasting him for drafting 13 running backs and he fucked the draft? But all he did was take all the running backs that we shouldn't have taken.
I think I said in the first episode of the season, I thought he was going to make the playoffs, not because of how his team was currently constructed, but because of the moves that he would make to acquire better players. And now...
Well, I mean, he did acquire good players, but he traded away the ones that are healthy.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious.
My God.
Man, my man. Carlos,
I am sorry. Like, I am actually sorry. I can't believe it.
That's just impressive. impressive. I look forward to the second half of the season when you trade again for somebody who immediately dies. Like, I see it for whatever reason in my head, I see him trading for a running back, and like 30 seconds after the trade is completed, that running back trips on the sidewalk, tears his ACL.
I'm just looking at his roster now, trying to like figure out what players I have in common with him in other leagues that I can trade before they succumb to the curse.
Why are you getting rid of Saquon right now? Don't ask any questions. He's a fire cell. You give me literally anything.
It was too late to do that anyway. He's already dead.
With that, you have my. I will give you Miles Sanders for a ham sandwich. Why?
Don't ask questions. Give me my sandwich. Is it poisoned? Good. That's fine by me.
Oh, man. We're probably going to come back to you because I actually cannot believe that this is happening.
This
should probably be its own episode, but let's. All right.
I'm gonna get us off this real quick.
All right.
We've delved into the dark side. Give me a little bit of light at the end of that tunnel.
I am the wrong person to ask right now.
Who saved some people this week?
I don't know. You tell me.
Nobody on your side?
Nothing. Team is a black fucking hole.
I mean, I had Zach Moss, Puka Nacow. Also, they said his name, and all I can hear now is the chicken thing from Arrested Development.
Puka Nacow! Puka Nacow! Shh! Are you saying it correctly?
No.
I'm pretty sure it's Puka Nacow.
I'd say it as many. I have said it so many different ways at this point. There's not a single one of them that's right. The fact that I got his name Puka right is a fucking miracle. So, anyway, I had Puka, Keenan Allen, and Zach Moss get me 30 points, except for Zach got me 20, which would be eh. Barkley did 27 for Matt, and then promptly died. And Devonta Smith did good, and then, you know, wasn't necessary anymore. So, I mean, there were some bright sides in our matchup.
Sure. I mean, over for Joe and Dan, you know, Josh Allen got like almost 25 points. Justin Herbert did pretty well. Rashad White, Justin Jefferson. These are players who do. Mike Evans, can't not mention him, despite the fact that he destroyed the Bears. For Dan, it's a defensive, like, fucking masterclass over here with Micah Parsons. Highsmith, Luvu, Campbell, Sneed. Like, good lord. Also, and unfortunately, kind of on Dan's bench, Kirk Cousins with 30 points.
Oh, yeah, Kirk Cousins balled out this week.
Also, I'll go ahead and talk about mine. It's fine. I don't fucking have anybody to talk about. But Chris has Jalen Hurts, Christian McCaffrey, Raheem Mostert, and DeAndre Swift. Oh, and Debo Samuel. DeAndre Swift, by the way, I just have to mention, with a literal career day.
Dude, I don't want to fucking talk about it because the minute that Eckler went out, I had the choice of putting in Swift and being like, it'll be fine. And then I left Swift. Clearly a different league. Left Swift on the bench and watched him get those points. I was like, you sack of dog shit.
Yeah, I firmly believe that DeAndre Swift just hates me, because he spent most of last season on my team and just jerked off the whole time on my bench.
Fucking horrendous.
He plays me. He does 0 points last week, and he plays me this week. Gets like fucking almost 30. I promise you he will have under 10 points next week. So anyway.
I'm looking at Jason and Cesar, man. Jason got 30 points out of Kyron Williams.
He did.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Also, he's got 22 out of George Pickens.
That's a story I don't fucking understand, by the way. But for the second in a row, the Rams are like, Cam Akers should fuck off.
Oh, dude, I was reading something about this. I don't know what the fuck Cam Akers has done, or whether he's just a whiny bitch boy on that team.
We made jokes last year that he, like, fucked McVay's girlfriend or something.
What the fuck is he doing? essentially, he needs to get traded and be done with this. This is a storyline that's way played out and should not be a thing.
Right.
Get his ass off the fucking team and move on.
I might know a team that could use a running back.
Oh, you're not wrong. Oh, you're not wrong. To finish up that thought, Cesar, who will win this week?
Bravo, sir.
Started Nico Collins, who got 30 points, 27 and a half.
Bravo, sir.
Now, I had to look to make sure he wasn't starting him out of necessity. He was. But still, bravo for you playing Nico Collins. Because goddamn.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Daniel Jones with 32 and a half points. On his bench, but still.
I mean, out of nothing. But that game was...
I'd imagine three quarters of the way through that game, he was at like six, and then the last quarter, he just fucking balled out.
Something, yeah.
Because goddamn.
Over in Eric and Carlos's matchup, quarterbacks did pretty well, over 20 points each. CeeDee Lamb, solid. T. Higgins, really good. Tyler Lockett, good. Yeah, we got some good guys over here. Slightly more of them on Eric's team for obvious reasons.
All
right, those are the heroes.
Wow.
I'm still a little flabbergasted by Carl. I need to stop looking at it.
All right, here we go. We're just gonna jump straight into hot or not.
Uh huh.
Hot or not, Nick Chubb is done.
If it was a different leg.
Same leg, same knee, leg, same thing.
He's got to be done.
Is he the
exact fucking same injury.
Is he
going
to require a fucking crutch to walk? Is he going to be a new Terminator? Is he going to be the next version of Tom Brady with a fucking bionic leg?
Yeah, either that or he's going to be like Walmart scooter guy.
Jesus Christ.
The dude is like, I feel really bad.
I got
for
a new
Nick
hot
Chubb.
Or not. Hot or not, this is the worst single week we've seen for a fantasy team in the history of our league.
You mean like between Dobbins and then
yeah, Chubb. In one calendar week he lost three running backs.
Yeah, Montgomery.
And, I mean, never mind the fact that he had 13. He lost three big damn
games. I don't know that it's the worst, because there was that one year that some team, I think it might have been either me or Dan or you, changed their name to the Ambulance for obvious reasons. I don't remember how many injuries that team sustained. I know it was a complete clusterfuck. And I don't think Carlos is completely fucked. He's just mostly fucked.
Okay.
But I will say this. These first 2 weeks here of the 2023 NFL season, I don't remember like a more brutal period of time for injuries to big named players. I mean, even like before we start the season, we got Cooper Kupp on IR, and then immediately we've got half the league. Even Devontae Adams left with like a massive concussion yesterday. Like we got huge name players being at least knocked out of half games, if not for entire seasons, if not for entire careers.
Yep. Yeah.
It's bad.
Reminder everybody, if you have turf, replace that with grass.
Replace it with grass.
Yeah, just grass.
This would not have saved Nick Chubb, but he might have felt better landing from his horrific injury.
Outside of having a bubble wrapped around him, that would not save that man. Because I saw that. Turf had nothing to do with that one. That shit was rough. Anyway. Moving on.
Any other hots or nots? Oh, we should probably check in last week.
Yeah, we got to go back to the hot or not, the Cincinnati Bengals are a shit show.
The Cincinnati Bengals are a shit show. I apologize to you. That was a straight up not take. That was well done. That was well executed.
Here's the thing. I initially said that as a hot take because I believed it was true, but not as true as it's turning. Oh my God, that team is trash right now.
I mean, I think if Joe Burrow wasn't hurt, I think he's probably fine. By the way, who has Joe Burrow?
Jason. Jason has the Jamar Chase.
Jason has the stack. Yeah. That might want to reconsider that because it's not working out so hot. So that was a solid call. We'll see if it continues. Josh Allen turns out still good at football.
Yeah, he's pretty decent.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers. I think we had an Aaron Rodgers career ender. Aaron Rodgers said he's coming back.
Yeah, I don't believe that yet, but I mean, it's still on the table.
Yep, and I don't remember what else we said.
I mean, you know what? I take the back. I might see him back in Minnesota Purple, but just to complete the full arc. Like, I feel like he's got to go the full Brett Favre arc, and then we got to see his dick in about 3 years when he flashes it to a sideline reporter.
I don't want to.
Can I opt out? I'm just saying it's gonna happen.
Any hotter knots this week for us here?
Oh my God!
So Nick Chubb career over.
Oh well, I'll ask you because I know my take on this. Hot or not, the Chargers will finish in the bottom third. Because I know where I stand.
I don't know how it's possible, but they keep finding spectacular ways to lose games. They're like, if you had like a bizarro world Bears, but then still got the same result. Like it's like
like they're an alternate, great, but they still
an
lose.
Alternate universe where the same thing happens, but in a much more spectacular fashion. That's the Chargers.
It's
and the Bears.
It's the inverse offense. I'll give you that.
Sure,
because
Oh, do you mean you guys don't do 12 screen passes per quarter?
Not this year. Not this year. Kellen Moore's like, fuck it, we're throwing it downfield. Our defense decided to fuck right off.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they got that going for – I don't fucking know.
Yeah. Chargers in the bottom third, I don't think so. I think that's a hot take. I think you're hurting right now.
Oh, I'm definitely hurting. I'm hurting. People at work heard how bad I was hurt.
We'll do it since we're doing home teams. Hot or not. Bears, team to – for I don't know, first team. I don't know how this has happened before, but they're going to have the first overall pick for a second year in a row.
I don't – I think that's a hot take. I don't
believe
but
they're going to have a top five pick.
I don't even know if you're going to give me top five. Do you know how bad you have to be to get in the top five?
Have you watched a Bears game?
Have you watched the Cardinals and the Giants?
I have. I prefer their offenses to ours.
I think he'll be in the top 10 right now.
Okay.
Top 10.
I'm over here like the Panthers lost. The Bears lost.
Listen, I'm not
right
sure.
Right now, we have one and two.
I'm just saying. The Chargers just lost two games. They had no fucking business winning.
Y'all got
three. I don't know we're going to win a game this season just for finding new ways to lose. Like, we might be on a fucking treasure hunt to see how many ways we can find to lose in different factions.
It's going
to
be great if the Bears have one, the Chargers have two, and then the Bears have three.
Oh. No, I don't want to live.
It'll just be the Bears looking at the Bears, looking at the Chargers, and the Chargers are like, how do we get here? All right, so hot, not hot or not hot. Anything else?
I really don't. The fucking injury broke me, dude. I don't know what the fuck.
This episode is gonna be not good because we're doing it, but like also because
we watched somebody die on the field.
This is going to turn to a Carlos in memory of episode.
Fantasy man of genius.
Hey, fantasy man of genius. Y'all like that last week?
Oh my God. That was the best part of the episode.
I giggled my ass off. Oh my God. When I was editing it.
Oh, I enjoyed it.
Let's hold that because, we have to do power rankings, which we can't do because the week isn't over. So we're going to make them up on our own. Last overall, me. Woo!
Are you starting out 0-2 this year?
I am starting out 0-2, and based on scoring, I guess is it overall? Yeah, it's going to be overall score, so I don't know.
I'm either going to be in 10th place or 9th place.
Damn, son, that sucks.
So really, it's just a race between me and Jason to see who's going to get Jerome Ford.
Yeah, it's going to be you because he won't remember that this exists. I think that puts Jason at number 9. If you're 10, he's 9.
Yeah.
There's got to be no debate about this.
Yeah, I mean, right now he's 20 points ahead of me right now.
Good Lord Almighty. Can I give you a hot take?
You may.
I don't think Chris is 8.
No?
I said this, I think, in the first episode. I don't hate his team.
I mean, 8 has got to be Carlos.
Now. Sure.
Like, the only reason he's not 10 is he got a win last week when he shouldn't have.
Right. Right.
So, wait, so you're putting Carlos under Caesar?
Yeah.
Interesting. That's not going to upset people at all.
Have you seen what Carlos has got to work with next week? Nothing. Najee Harris and Miles Sanders. Fuck you. Tell me I'm wrong.
He drafted 13 running backs.
And yet I still put Cesar just above him.
His starting running backs went in the 4th and like 7th or 8th rounds.
And yet
he drafted 13 running backs.
And yet I have Grapes of Wrath at 8. No, 7.
Great team name, by the way, for him.
It's perfect. It's absolutely perfect. Mostly because he's going to get a win this week, man.
Oh, my God. We didn't even talk about this.
What?
Joe won.
Oh, my. The reverse Clyde.
The reverse Clyde. I was just looking. I was like, why is Eric at 7? Oh, my God. He didn't win. I forgot.
This was our first Clyde of the season. Now, granted, as somebody brought up, us scripting a Clyde in week 1, okay, a little bit over the top.
Yeah.
Noted. Mm-hmm. Next year we'll be better about that. Sorry. Yep. We got a little ahead of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But the reverse Clyde.
Nobody saw that coming.
Oh, God, no. No. That is a masterclass in scripting, sir.
Mm-hmm.
We hit them with something they know. All right, come on. That's a lot. Oh, shit. Joe didn't. Joe was begging for it this week. Bad game.
I mean, you're joking, but like we might actually have it happen for a second week in a row based on the fucking score here. We got, it is, I think we got like half a quarter left here.
199 to 195. It's 4 points away.
It's possible, man.
I can't wait to see.
It's possible. Elijah Moore just has to do something. Because Darius Smith is out.
All right. So we got 10 at you, 9 at Jason. 8 Carlos. Is Carlos. 7 is Medina, who will have one win.
Yeah, you're going to have to specify.
Cesar, who do you have at 6?
I think I'll put Chris at 6.
It's concerning what he did last week. I thought it was going to be in the bottom tier. I thought it was going to be like bottom 3.
Again.
Bounce back hard.
He listened to his genius status and he set his fucking lineup.
Props to him. So that brings us into the top 5, man.
Yeah, I think. And
I think that's the easiest one of those. 5 has definitely got to be Dan.
I'm going to put Dan higher.
Then who?
I think it's Eric.
Are you sure?
Because
I think there's an argument to be made.
Yeah, you know what? I think 5 is Joe. Because he's 2-0? He's got 2 squeakers. And I don't think Joe is 2-0 at the end of this conversation.
Oh, yeah, he's 1-1. Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right.
So I think Joe is 5.
Okay. That's fair. But if we're not gonna put Dan at 5,
I'm gonna put Eric at 4.
I was gonna throw Matt at 4. Because Matt got.
Can we start over?
This
and can, I'm sorry. Could we put Matt lower?
Yeah, I'm here for that.
I'm going to put Matt at 6.
Okay.
I'm going to put Chris at 5.
Matt, you're awful. You're at 6. We had to redo the rankings because of how bad you are. That's how bad you are.
So I'm going to put Matt at 6. I'm going to put Chris at 5.
Oh, damn.
Which means Joe's at 4.
Oof. Which puts Dan's at 3.
Dan's at 3.
Eric at 2. Because fuck you if I'm not 1.
I'm going to put Eric at 1.
You could suck a fat cock. I have won 2 weeks in a row in dominated fashion. I am 1. Eric is 2. I am 1.
Okay, Nelly, calm down.
Where are you? No, because Eric outscored you.
This week. Last week, I beat the shit out of him.
Yeah, but you didn't play him.
Doesn't matter. Overall points, I got more points than him. And he beat me so far by 4 points this week.
Yeah, but he has a quarterback.
I mean, I've got receivers.
So does he.
And running backs.
So does he.
I got 201 points without my first round pick. I'm 1. But
fine, you can be 1B. Eric is 1A.
Fuck off. Can't wait for the power rankings to come out to show me on top and fuck you.
No, you'll probably be on top.
Because
I will say this, though. I redid the power rankings after Joe won last week. I looked at them again. So I don't remember where Eric was originally. But Eric, after his loss to Joe, actually moved up. 2-1.
No.
Over you.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Good lord.
I don't know what the fuck is going on with that. But that's what happened.
Sleepers on drugs. That was a catch by Moore for 2.5 points.
Oh. We may have to
closer.
Live change our power.
Oh, my God.
Here.
Is it going to happen a second week in a row that we're going to have a Clyde?
Joe is 2.05 points behind Dan.
Can I institute that if it happens 3 weeks in a row, we have to call it a Joe from now on?
You can try. We'll vote on it. I'll allow a vote on it. Like, I'll put a vote in.
I have to try. Given that
it doesn't have the same ring.
It took three of those in one season to be called a Clyde. And if it does it 3 weeks in a row.
Well, he plays me next week, so we'll see.
Oh, God. He's not getting a Joe next week. All right. Power rankings, arguably set.
Yeah, I'll let you have the one spot for now.
Better fucking let me have the one spot, because I'm the best. All right, so power rankings are set. Eric, you're number 2. Congrats. Welcome back to the top of the temp. The top of the top. Almost. When do I play Eric? It's going to be like week 9.
TJ Watt, touchdown.
Are you kidding? No, you could fuck right off. I am definitely 1 now.
TJ Watt touchdown.
Oh. Wait. You're telling me that Deshaun Watson threw a pick six to TJ Watt?
No, he fumbled.
He fumbled. So it's -3.
-2.
-2 to Deshaun Watson and +7.
+8. 8 plus yardage. So like.
Matt, you can go fuck yourself.
Wait.
And see me jump in front of Eric yet again. Do we want to have the power ranking argument again? Because I'm ready to hear.
I just gave you the one spot.
I have arguments for me being a dominant 1 right now.
You have
5 more points than Eric now. There you go.
Dominant. Hey, it's time for our new favorite segment. Here's to you. Mr. 13 running back guy again.
Mr. Ground.
Mr. I don't need wide receivers. Again, I have 13 running backs.
Well,
had.
When a child asks their parents where their running back goes to die, they talk about your team. While we assume that this is a ride that you would like to get off, I believe you're on it for the duration.
So here's to you, Mr. X13 running back guy. Mr. I need a new running back guy. Mr. I am open for business, looking for running backs. Here's to you, our fantasy man of genius.
I don't think he'll ever auto-draft again, honestly. Like, I think he will lose jobs, friends, partners. Like, he'll never auto-draft
ever again. He will literally quit his job. Like, I have to work this weekend. No, I quit.
He won't be at any of our drafts ever because he's going to drive to sleeper headquarters.
He'll be at the internet. He'll just be in front of the internet. Like, nope, not this year. Not going to drop out this year, bud. Oh, just imagining, like, the IT Crowd episode where they have the internet, which is just a shoebox that's black with a red bulb on it. He's just plugged into that. Not this year.
Do you think that he'll draft 13 running backs next year? Because I got to be honest with you, it hasn't worked out.
Honestly, yeah, he does it. He pulls a Joe.
Based on this season, you might need the 13 running backs.
Do you think that Joe is watching this shit show going, maybe I should change my strategy?
No, because I think it's working for Joe. Joe also has a pretty solid amount of running backs, but all of them are alive.
Yeah, but they're all backups. They're all the second stringers.
Right, so really, if Carlos drafts a running back and then you just have their backup, odds are.
I feel like that's just the new the motto. What did he draft? I'm going to get that backup. No. I saw you drafted Eckler. I'm going to go ahead and draft Josh Kelly next.
Seriously, like, cursed.
Good Lord.
I maintain I'm in last place because Carlos wished upon a monkey's paw.
No.
And so didn't quite consider the consequences.
You aided his curse. You gave him Tony Pollard. No.
He gave me Tony Pollard.
He gave you Tony Pollard, and the fantasy guys went, well, we can't do it to Tony. That would be too obvious, right? Yeah. So we just fuck over his entire team. Yeah. Who does he got? Cooper Kupp? Yeah, we'll just kill Cooper Kupp.
All right. So let's close this out with a preview of Week 3's matchups.
Oh, God. Have you seen this week?
Yes.
It's...
Yep.
All right, so I think one of the highlights of the week, it's got to be one of the highlights of the week.
You are playing Joe next week.
Yep, yet another projected win for me, which probably means I'm going to lose.
I mean, like, your projected win by, look, a good 10 points, man.
Do you mean the exact amount I was projected to win by this week when I lost by, like, 30?
Yeah, sure.
So at best, I'm hoping for a Clyde or a reverse Clyde here.
I think anytime Joe takes the field, I'm looking for a Clyde.
I mean, now. Yeah.
It's just me, though.
So we'll see what happens here. Hopefully it's a good matchup. And I could use a fucking win, so.
You could. I'm not going to lie. I am enjoying this, though.
Oh, I'm sure. Because the last season when you... I'm just doing you from last season, but like
you're way ahead of the curve. You got to win like 5 weeks first, and then do this. You just skip the win part, went straight into the loss side, which means I've imagined that like week 5 you'll inverse this shit and try to work your way back into the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm doing.
You're gonna do the Eric.
Yeah, I'm doing the Eric. That's what. I'm
Oh, you're this year's Eric.
Yep.
Oh my God, can we compare ourselves to last year's league?
Ooh, that'll be fun.
Right?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Let's do the midway point. Let's do
that. Yeah, we'll come into that one.
Yeah. So other than me, there are games. Dan is playing. Oh no.
Oh good Lord.
Dan is playing Carlos, and I don't know what that's gonna look like.
I'm curious to see who dies. Is it Najee Harris this week? Is it Miles Sanders? It feels like we're working our way to Miles Sanders being hurt.
How does he only have six running backs?
Well, does he have six anymore?
He has Zeke, Damian Harris, and David Montgomery, who also died. And then Miles Sanders, Nick Chubb, and Najee Harris. So my bad. He has four. He has four running backs now.
I just can't wait to look at his injury reserve in like 3 weeks and it's nothing but running backs.
Oh, man.
It's going to be great. And how did he not start Hawk?
Mm-hmm.
How did we not talk about that?
No, it's been kind of a weird day. I'm still recovering from the Nick Chubb injury.
He benched Sky Moore and TJ Hockenson. Oh my god. And
yeah.
They were better than anybody on his fucking starter roster of CeeDee Lamb.
There's a reason that he was this year's Man of Genius.
Can I add into his Fantasy Man of Genius? You started anybody not named TJ Hockenson. Why? Sorry. Got off topic here.
Anyway, Chris plays Eric next week.
That actually could be a decent one.
Which is separated by a Clyde at the moment in the projections.
Ooh! Ooh. Which kind of brings us to Matt versus Cesar.
Also separated by
also
a Clyde
by
in the projections.
Clyde.
This is going to be a tight week.
Yeah. And then there's me beating the ever living fuck out of Jason.
Yes, and that will just continue. You open with the easiest fucking schedule on the planet.
I didn't play Chris or you.
Yeah, just because you think it's an easy way. Do you not? This
I
is how it works
Matt
every
this
year.
Week.
Matt is garbage.
Matt was the second place team.
Boring. Thank you for that setup.
Just because I haven't played you or Dan yet doesn't mean my schedule's weak. It just means that everybody else is shit and I'm awesome.
You have the second lowest points against.
But the most points for.
Currently, yes. That might change.
Not after this week.
Anyway, so going to be a weird week. Actually, it probably won't. It'll probably go exactly how we think it will. Yeah. yeah, and so you know.
just remember when you plant your foot when you're walking this week, make sure nothing hits you in the knee.
It's anecdotally speaking, ever since Aaron Rodgers' injury, I've been, like, acutely aware that, like, my shit could pop at any moment.
That one didn't affect me at all. Not one bit. Not a single bit that the Aaron Rodgers injury hurt or, like, make me second guess anything. That shit, knowing how many times I banged my knee against something... Every time I look at my knee the wrong way, I'll be like, it's okay.
If you're banging your knee against shit as hard as Minka Fitzpatrick banged his head against Nick Chubb's knee.
Body, chest,
sure,
shoulder.
You should stop doing that. I don't know. Like, are you running into walls? Like, what are you?
I don't disagree. But I also work with kids who are fucking idiots.
I can't wait to be like editing this episode tomorrow and get a text from you and be like, I pop my shit.
Field injury report. I'm out.
Everything is gone.
What do you mean? I'm going to the hospital. I've got no ACL left.
We should absolutely have a league IR, and I'm so mad that we didn't put Dan on it last year.
Who's on the IR this week? Well, this week, Cesar has thrown out his back and broken his ass.
Would have been a great fucking story because Dan would have come off the IR to hit the championship game.
And this week, Dan's coming off the IR. He's going for the belt, but just falling short.
Because all he did in his convalescence was read fantasy football articles.
Oh my god! I mean, I to that point, I do believe I'm not on the IR, but I am questionable with bad knee this week.
All right, well, we'll talk to y'all next week.
Hopefully we have somebody like join in next week. Like maybe not join in, but like call in.
Yeah, we'll see. Now I'll probably throw that thing up.
Get Matt to interview so we can call him boring to his face.
I would add, Matt, but our episodes are boring enough as they are.
I mean, I don't want people to go to sleep while driving and listening to this to work. Damn, and Carlos. But still.
Thanks for listening, guys. We appreciate you.
We appreciate you two specifically. And everybody else that's listening, but you two have been here from the start.
The loyalist of fans.
I mean. Anyway! I think that's it for this week.
This is normally the part where I say fuck you, Dan, and then you say fuck you, Matt, and then I say fuck you, Dan, and then I say bye.
Right. I'm gonna ad lib. Mm-hmm. Fuck all y'all, I'm the greatest.
Fuck all y'all. I'm the actual worst. Actually, no, I'm not. Jason is the worst. I'm the second worst. Woo! Bye.